There is a pattern, I think, that almost all photographers go through in the course of their career, particularly those of us who started in the wet darkroom. Our first images were rather gray and blah. We didn't understand how to get a good deep black in our images, and perhaps even the materials we were using prevented us from having a good deep, rich black. So that became our pursuit, the focus. And almost every photographer I know went through a phase where they made these incredibly dark, contrasty, what are often derided as soot and chalk images. Black blacks without details, white whites without details. But at least we had achieved contrast, which was something that eluded us in the very beginning phases. But that's not the end of the process. And I think any photographer who's been around for a while and really learns the process of printing and appreciating black and white photography eventually comes to the realization that it's not in black and white that so-called black and white photography achieves its highest form. It's in the subtle grays. And that is what Catherine Steinman has done so well in this image. The gray in the buildings, the subtle light grays on the street, and the even lighter grays in the windows, all that have detail, all that have presence, none of which are simply empty. That's what makes this photograph so alive with light. It's beautifully done and well worth studying for the cliche of soot and chalk that she avoids so successfully in this image.